Translation. The Blessed Lord said, "One who is unattached to the fruits of his work, and who works as he is obligated, is in the renounced order of life, and he is the true mystic, not he who lights no fire and performs no work." Purport. In this chapter, the Lord explains that the process of the Eightfold Yoga System is a means to control the mind and the senses. However, this is very difficult for people in general to perform, especially in the age of Kali. Although the Eightfold Yoga System is recommended in this chapter, the Lord emphasizes that the process of Karma Yoga, or acting in Krishna consciousness, is better. Everyone acts in this world to maintain his family and their paraphernalia, but no one is working without some self-interest, some personal gratification, be it concentrated or extended. The criterion of perfection is to act in Krishna consciousness, and not with a view to enjoying the fruits of work. To act in Krishna consciousness is the duty of every living entity, because all are constitutionally parts and parcels of the Supreme. The parts of the body work for the satisfaction of the whole body. The limbs of the body do not act for self-satisfaction, but for the satisfaction of the complete whole. Similarly, the living entity who acts for satisfaction of the Supreme Whole and not for personal satisfaction is the perfect sannyasi, the perfect yogi. The sannyasis sometimes artificially think that they have become liberated from all material duties, and therefore they cease to perform Agnihotra yajnas, or fire sacrifices. But actually, they are self-interested, because their goal is becoming one with the impersonal Brahman. Such a desire is greater than any material desire, but it is not without self-interest. Similarly, the mystic yogi who practices the yoga system with half-open eyes, ceasing all material activities, desires some satisfaction for his personal self. But a person acting in Krishna consciousness works for the satisfaction of the whole, without self-interest. A Krishna conscious person has no desire for self-satisfaction. His criterion of success is the satisfaction of Krishna. And thus, he is a perfect sannyasi, or perfect yogi. Lord Chaitanya, the highest perfectional symbol of renunciation, prays in this way: Nadhanam na jalam na sundarim kavitang va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktirahoituti tvai. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor to enjoy beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. What I want only is the causeless mercy of your devotional service in my life, birth after birth.
Does anyone have any questions about this verse?
Sanyasamiti pravur yogam tam viti pandava nahya sanyasta sankalpo yogi bhavati kashchana.
Translation: what is called renunciation is the same as yoga, or linking oneself with the Supreme, for no one can become a yogi unless he renounces the desire for sense gratification. Purport. Real sannyasa yoga, or bhakti, means that one should know his constitutional position as the living entity and act accordingly. The living entity has no separate independent identity. He is the marginal energy of the Supreme. When he is entrapped by material energy, he is conditioned. And when he is Krishna conscious or aware of the spiritual energy, then he is in his real and natural state of life. Therefore, when one is in complete knowledge, one ceases all material sense gratification or renounces all kinds of sense gratificatory activities. This is practiced by the yogis who restrain the senses from material attachment. But a person in Krishna consciousness has no opportunity to engage his senses in anything which is not for the purpose of Krishna. Therefore, a Krishna conscious person is simultaneously a sannyasi and a yogi. The purpose of knowledge and of restraining the senses, as described in the jnana and yoga processes, is automatically served in Krishna consciousness. If one is unable to give up the activities of his selfish nature, then jnana and yoga are of no avail. The real aim is for a living entity to give up all selfish satisfaction and to be prepared to satisfy the Supreme. A Krishna conscious person has no desire for any kind of self-enjoyment. He is always engaged for the enjoyment of the Supreme. One who has no information of the Supreme must, therefore, be engaged in self-satisfaction, because no one can stand on the platform of inactivity. All these purposes are perfectly served by the practice of Krishna consciousness.
So, if the process of Krishna consciousness requires inquiry and then discussion, if anybody has any kind of questions about either of these two verses, if you can ask Srila Prabhupada, that will give an opportunity for some discussion. Bhagavad Gita is simply questions and answers between Arjuna and Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is questions and answers between Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami. So this is the beginning of knowledge, is when one inquires from a self-realized personality.
Actually, spiritual life means posture. Mataji English says something. That's how we live so well. Who requires a guru? Guru is not a passion. As you keep some pet cat, pet dog, guru is not like that. A guru banagavi. When you require a guru, अरे आपका बिना सभा उज्जवल है
कृपा आपकी
अरे मुश्किल हो रहा है
यस सर
इंग्लिश न बोले ये लोग को समझते
इंग्लिश हाँ
और इंग्लिश बोले तो माता जी
ने ये नहीं समझते
दैट इज व्हाई आई स्पोक सम वर्ड्स यस्टरडे विदाउट योर परमिशन सर
just to explain to them in Hindi. Some ladies were sitting just on the back.
And they were more interested in that picture. Krishna likes Radha Rani. So I had explained.
English mein bole, apna Hindi mein samjhe.
I think that will be better. That will suit many.
Aap to English mein boliye.
So we are talking of who requires a guru. Guru is not a passion.
I think now the educational institutions are closed for summer vacation. Therefore, many students and these people may have come, and these might be scouts or something like that. I'm not sure, but that's what I guess.
They are also manufacturing.
Shout, that shows they are scouts.
Vedic injunction is tad vijnanartham sa guru eva vyuche. Guru is required to understand tad vijnan, transcendental science. Not for any material understanding. Material understanding. There are so many chemists, diseases, and many other departments. When we speak of Guru, it means beyond this material. For that purpose, we require just like now it is being very much advertised that you execute meditation, your mind will be strong, your health will be strong. That means for material. But keeping your health strong, the medical science is there, and so many other. But people are taking advantage of this yoga system. The Shastra says, the dhyanavasthita tadgati na manusha, paschantijan yogi. He is yogi, who is meditating and mind is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it is material. Material thing does not require. Maybe a gymnastic, kusti.
Not for self.
If you practice kusti, naturally you become very strong and strong. There are many wrestlers. They have got very strong body. But yoga does not mean that. Yoga means to find out the antajyami, paramatma, within the core of the heart. Vyanavasthita tad gatena manasa pasyanti jan yogi ishara sarabhutana riddhesha yogi. This information we get from the Shastra. But God is also situated within the core of the heart of every living, sarva-bhuta. It is not that God is sitting in the core of the heart of the human being and not in the core of the heart of the dog. He is there also. But the difference is the dog cannot find out. Man can do it. Therefore, he is educated, taught about the yoga system so that constantly he can meditate upon Antarjami, Vishnu Murti. Perhaps you have seen the picture. You have got that picture. That is the purpose of yoga. Not to make the body strong, the mind very powerful. That is automatically done. Are you? It does not require separate attention. Just like if you get ₹1,000, 10 rupees is already there. Jangadamtha chaparam yamam mannati nandigantam. If you get Krishna, then you get all perfect. Just like Guru Maharaj, Chaturvidha Bhajante Ma, 4 kinds of man, Chaturvidha, Sukriti, if there is piety on the background, not the rascals or sinful man. Therefore, Shastra always recommends to be pious, because a pious man has got the future chance of understanding God.
महाराज जी फरमाते हैं कि 4 तरह के जो अपने गीता में लिखे हैं ना, आर्त अर्थार्थ जिज्ञासु मुमुक्षु, वो ऐसे लोग होते हैं शुद्ध हृदय वाले, पवित्र हृदय वाले। तो जो पवित्र हृदय जिनका होता है उनको अवसर मिल सकता है ईश्वर की प्राप्ति का, और वैसे ईश्वर प्राप्त है तो वो शुद्ध पवित्र होने चाहिए, ऐसा होता।
ये तीर्थ स्थान इसी जगह मन है। हाँ, जनरल पब्लिक इज रिकमेंडेड टू गो टू द तीर्थ स्थान सो दैट ही मे हैव सम स्पिरिचुअल एटमॉस्फेयर, सेंटली पर्सन। If somebody thinks that Tirtha Sthan means just like this Rishikesh, take bath in the Ganges and go out, that is also good. But that is not the purpose. Jatirtha Buddhi Shalile Nakar Hichi Janesu Abhigyesu Saeva Gopar. Jatitha Buddhi Shalile. In every pilgrimage, there is Ganga, there is Yamuna. At least in India, we have got so many holy places on the bank of the pious rivers. But if we take simply the advantage of the pious jiva, chattita buddhi salile, but you don't care for the person who are living there, very experienced, spiritually advanced person, and then we remain animal. You know, we have gone through such holy play, I've taken bath in the Ganges and Jamuna, that's my business is finished. Then go to the shop, purchase some play, toys, go back home. Saiva Goga.
आप फरमाते हैं कि अपन ऋषिकेश हरिद्वार और कहीं अच्छी जगह जावे जहाँ गंगा जी हैं जमुना जी हैं बहुत अच्छी बात है लेकिन केवल उस पानी में पानी जान करके स्नान करने से काम नहीं चलता वहाँ जो अनुभवी गुरु लोग हैं जो सभी महात्मा अच्छे हैं उनकी संगत करें उनसे शिक्षा ले रहे उनकी बात सुने उससे जो चित्त की शांति और पवित्रता आती है वो चीज होती है कोरा स्नान करने से ही काम नहीं चलता पवित्रता होनी चाहिए साधु संतों के मुख से निकले हुए शब्दों को सुनना उनसे ग्रहण करना शिक्षा
जनेशु अभिज्ञेशु साधु मीन्स वन हु इज इन द नॉलेज अदरवाइज anyone can become a sadhu by changing the dress.
गोरे कपड़े पहनने से साधु नहीं हो ज्ञान जिनको प्राप्त है ऐसे जो हो वो साधु उनके संगत करने से कुछ प्राप्ति होती है वरना शांत तो हर कोई बना ले
साधु the description of साधु is given in the शास्त्र तितिक्षव कारुणिक साधव साधु रूप से दिस इज द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ साधु साधु तितिक्षव very tolerant. For teaching war, they have to meet so many obstacles. And still, they go on. Titiksha. Titiksha is the qualification of Brahman. Samadhamma Titiksha. So, the sadhu Pritikshava, he has to meet so many obstacles, this judgment. We have to meet so many obstacles. But he cannot give up, despite all obstacles. We have to go on. Pritikshava karunika. Suida Sarvabhuta. Sadhu is not a friend of a particular community, person or religion, no.
Sarvabhuta.
Oh, I am Sadhu. I am the leader of this society. And the animal killing is going on. I don't care for it. Srila Sarvabhutana. Pratikshava Karanikam Srila Sarvabhutana. These are the qualities. And ultimately, summary of sadhu is spoken by Krishna himself that Bhajate Mamananava Sadhu Devasam. one who has no other business than to execute Krishna consciousness. He is, well, he is a foreigner, he is not Brahmin, he is accustomed to so many habits. Sadhu is always in good habit. But due to past practice, sometimes we may see some discrepancy. We can find out some fault. But Krishna says that, never mind, there is some fault. We still is sadhu. Why? He has taken me as a victim. So, sadhu descriptions are there. Sadhava, sadhu bhushana. So, sadhu means ultimately bhajate maham ananda maham. So, tirthasthan. One should try to associate with sadhu. This is the purpose. To go to the tirthasthan. Otherwise, if you simply go to the tirthasthan and take bath in the Ganges of Jamuna, and if you think my business is finished, everywhere, all tirthasthan, and Gaya, actually begins from Gaya, there is Phalgu River, then Benaras, there is Ganges, then there is Prayag. There is also Ganges, Yamuna. Then go to Mathura, Vrindavan, everywhere there is the sacred river. So if we simply think that going to the holy place and taking bath, in Kali Yuga, it is general hobby. Dure Pajjatanam Tirtham. In Calcutta there is Ganges. But
they will come here.
They will come.
Dure
Dure Pajjatanam Tirtham. If Ganga Jal is pure, it is pure here and there also. So, Narottam Das Thakur said, Tirtha Yatra Purisham Keval Moner Brahm. It is simply satisfying the mind. Otherwise, wherever there is Ganges, there is Jamuna, there is sacred place. Delhi is also sacred place, there is Jamuna. Anyway, so we should take advantage of the knowledge of sadhu. That is real progress. So, chatupida bhajante man sukritino. Four kinds of men, they come to God, Krishna. God means Krishna. Not ordinary. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, ei rupe brahmanna bhramite kono bhagavan. Guru Krishna vipaya paya bhakti ratami. Krishna also says, bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan maam prabhad. To approach Krishna is not so easy thing. After many births, we are rotating.
Superintendent of the
egg like or now anywhere. It is called Brahma. And there are innumerable planets that you can see. So we are wandering in all these places, sometimes down, sometimes up, sometimes in the middle, according to our karma, in different species of life, in different planets, in different positions. So we are rotating. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, out of this innumerable living entity who are entrapped with this Brahmanda and Janma Mithu Jaradayati, Mithu Samsara Vatmani, life after life, life after life, life. That is dunar. This is called Mithu Samsara Vatmani. Die, accept another body, another place, another situation, another position. Brahmanda Bhavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in this we are rotating, and in course of our rotation, if we are fortunate enough, then we come to the Sabha. So you will be Brahmanda Bhavan. Why you are going? এইরূপে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভ্রমিত কোন ভাগ্যবান কম তো কিছু কন্টেন ভেরি ভেরি ফর কোন ভাগ্যবান গুরু কৃষ্ণ কৃপায় পায় ভক্তিরতা দিন ওয়ান ইজ ভেরি মচ ইগার সিরিয়াস আই ওয়ান্ট টু সি গড সমবডি সিরিয়াস বট ইফ ওয়ান বিকাম সিরিয়াস দেন কৃষ্ণ গিভস ইন চার্জ. He sends him to the proper guru. Krishna is there within the core of heart of everyone, and somebody is telling them what he is doing. He is not the proper man.
He is going to let him go.
Krishna conscious to take instruction from Krishna and abide by the order. This is not meant for an ordinary person. Bhagavan, very important. Those are unfortunate. Do not come to Krishna. They manufacture some vague idea. Kleshati, Kudikataras Kleshati, of Bhaktiya Shakti Siddhi. Find out this one. Corruption.
Vaishodikatarastesham avyaktasattachetasam avyaktahi katyadukkam devabhadhiravakyate. For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is always difficult for those who are embodied.
Attributes. Chabanti. There is one, but I got a parlor. What is the path like?
The group of transcendentalists who follow the path of the inconceivable, unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, engaged in devotional service to the Lord, are called bhakti yogis. Now here, the difference between jnana yoga and bhakti yoga is definitely expressed. The process of jnana yoga, although ultimately bringing one to the same goal, is very troublesome, whereas the path of bhakti yoga, the process of being in direct service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is easier and is natural for the embodied soul. The individual soul is embodied since time immemorial. It is very difficult for him to simply theoretically understand that he is not the body. Therefore, the bhakti yogi accepts the deity of Krishna as worshipable, because there is some bodily conception fixed in the mind, which can thus be applied. Of course, worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his form within the temple is not idol worship. There is evidence in the Vedic literature that worship may be saguna and nirguna, of the Supreme possessing or not possessing attributes. Worship of the deity in the temple is saguna worship, for the Lord is represented by material qualities. But the form of the Lord, though represented by material qualities such as stone, wood, or oil paint, is not actually material. That is the absolute nature of the Supreme Lord. A crude example may be given here. We may find some mailboxes on the street, and if we post our letters in those boxes, they will naturally go to their destination without difficulty. But any old box, or an imitation, which we may find somewhere, which is not authorized by the post office, will not do the work.
Maybe.
Similarly, God has an authorized representation in the deity form, which is called Archa Vigraha. This Archa Vigraha is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord. God will accept service through that form. The Lord is omnipotent and all-powerful. Therefore, by his incarnation as Archa Vigraha, he can accept the services of the devotee just to make it convenient for the man in conditioned life. So for a devotee, there is no difficulty in approaching the Supreme immediately and directly. But for those who are following the impersonal way to spiritual realization, the path is difficult. They have to understand the unmanifested representation of the Supreme through such Vedic literatures as the Upanishads. And they have to learn the language, understand the non-perceptual feelings, and they have to realize all these processes.
Just like in the Upanishad, it is said, Pasati Asakhu, he sees, but he has no eyes. So what is that? How we can think of one is seeing without eyes? There are some snoti akaruna. He has no ears. But both things are there. When they say pasati achakshu, well, chakshu, eyes, actually think of eyes. We think of our eyes, own eyes. And therefore it is forbidden, not like your eyes. Pasati. He can see everywhere. Therefore we have to discuss Shastra. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti.
pashanti panti kalayanti chiram jalanti. They anga, the divine part of the body of Krishna, has got all the qualities of other anga. It's like we can see with eyes, but Krishna can speak also with eyes. He can eat also with eyes. That is good. Angani Jaksa Sakalendri. The Pasatiya Chakra means he has different type of eyes. Not like our eyes. When there is Niraka, Niraka means he hasn't got a akar, a form, like ours. That is Niraka. But he has his form. And Krishna said, so, Dehinasmin Jathadehi, within this body, the owner of the body is there. But if the owner of the body has no form, how this material form has come into existence? Just like this sar has got hand. Because I am the owner of the sar, I have got hand. Therefore, the sar has got hand. I have got my leg. Now the pant has got leg. If you say the pant has got leg, the shirt has got hand, but the owner of the shirt has no leg, no. Is it possible? And this external body is described as dress, bhasan sujina. The Vasa, dress. Dress cannot show any hand and leg. Unless the man who is dressed, he has got his hand and leg. So how is Niraka? After jal hai bani.
Sakar ho gaya.
If the dress has got hand and leg, then the person who is putting on the dress, he must have been. So this is the conclusion. When in this Shastra it is said that God has no leg, no hand. Upanishad says that he has no death, but he can walk swifter than anyone else. That means he has got a different type of death. And that is summarized. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vikra. His vigra, his form, is not material form. Savjananti Manam Mura, Manasintama. Because Krishna comes as a human being, the foolish, mura means rascal. The rascal thinks that he is also one of us. But Krishna says, no, sambhavami atma, I come here in my original spiritual form. Sambhavami Atma. So these are two understood. So Manushanakasa, because they cannot understand. They cannot make distinction what is spiritual, what is material. Therefore they cannot understand Krishna. Manushanakasa, Sukasti, Japati, Sri. First of all, one has to understand what is material or is spiritual. So, unless one comes to the spiritual understanding, he cannot understand Krishna. Manushanam sahasya kachubhaya. Siddhaya. Siddhaya means for spiritual understanding. And yatatama visuddha. So yatatama visuddha, even the jnani, they're supposed to be siddha. And they also miss the point. They are supreme and no material body. So only negation. No, there is positive body. That's from Gonam Jan Manavan, Ganavan. Although he has knowledge, still his knowledge is not purified. Arub Sakitsina Param Param Tapa. Patanti Ada. And because they cannot catch the real form of the God, they again fall down in this material. Jannaira bindakam vimukta mahanyam. Falsely, such person thinks that now I have become liberated without approaching the form of the Lord. Jannaira bindakam. One who has gone, lotus hand. The anne, arvindaka, vimuktamani, thinks of himself as he has become liberated. He may be liberated from material concepts and all that, but abhiruddha buddhaya, because he could not understand still what is the form of the Lord. The result is Arjuna Krishna, the great austerity, he can come to the platform of Nirguna Brahma, Parampara. But because naturally he is seeking after the reality, he does not get the reality, only eternity. Reality is bliss, sat-chit ananda. That ananda he does not
get. He gets only sat.
Partial. So, partial understanding will not satisfy him, because he is himself the same quality, sat-chit ananda. He's seeking after ananda. If he does not get ananda, if he cannot dance with Krishna, that is what Arjya Krishna Param Padam Sataha Patanti Sataha. Again material dance. Again hospital, school, big, big sunlight. Could not get any relish. Then Chanda Uthava school for the school maker, it is Brahma Sattva Jagan Mitra. If it is Mitra, why are you after school? For some theory. Therefore, unless one is very pious, Sukriti, they cannot stick to Krishna. Satudbila Bhalanti. Sukriti. Therefore, piety, pious activity is recommended in the Shastra. And so far, devotees are concerned, especially in this age, directly engaging in bhakti yoga. Everything in life. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana. avam dhunnanti kisnena niharam ivavat. The general process is tapasā brahmacaryena yamena niyamena va sattva-sautsuma tyagena sattva-sautsuma. Kamena, gamena, there are different stages. But kichit kevalaya, simply by bhakti, kevalaya, vasudevapana, vasudevi bhagavati bhakti yoga prayasita. They can work kasvena along dhunnanti. All sinful reaction of life becomes work. Along dhunnanti kasvena. How is this possible? Niharam eva vasa. Especially very vasa mist. As soon as the sun rises, so let Krishna rise up. Therefore our, this motto is in the English lexicon. Krishna is light.
Krishna is light. Godhead is light. Nation is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there is no nation.
So this is direct process. Because Kali Yuga, they cannot actually undergo severe hostility, penances, vairagya. It is difficult. Not difficult, very difficult. But that is a special concession for this age. Because we are very fallen, we cannot undergo severe austerity, penance, yamena, niyamena, brahmacharya. Very, very. So, Bhagavat, Subhadev Goswami comments that Kali Yuga is full of thoughts. Kalo dosa nidhi raja. It is an ocean of thought. So there is one great opportunity. Kalo dosa nidhi raja. The asti yato maharaja. That is specially for this age. What is that? Kirtanadeva Krishna mukta sama. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, he can become liberated and go back to home.
Maharaj ji farmate hain ki Kali Yuga mein ab ye doshon ka bhandar hai, sagar hai, to isme apne se yog tap ye to hota nahi hai, gyan hoya nahi, to kya karna chahiye ki bhagwan jo hai, bhagwan ek hi hai, Krishna wo bhagwan hai, unka kirtan karte rehna chahiye. और वो साकार हैं, उनको निराकार मानने की जरूरत नहीं. मूर्ति में अपन पूछते हैं ना, वहां पे प्राण प्रतिष्ठा होती है, अपन जानते हैं. महाराज जी कहते हैं कि वो भी भगवान का एक तरह का प्रतिनिधि है. ऐसा नहीं समझना चाहिए कि ये तो पत्थर है, वो भी भगवान है, तो उनकी सेवा करने से वो ही फल मिलता है जो भगवान की, तो भगवान का कीर्तन करते रहना चाहिए. ऐसा आदेश है.
बोलिए और कुछ प्रश्न है तो भाई.
Did you want this residence and tomorrow?
India man.
I have read it, sir, and translated 2 or 3 pages. But I don't know whether it will get approval. That might be.
No, no, approval. You are a lawyer. You do it. Not that every common man can understand. Still, whatever you have done, you can read sometimes.